Sorry about that. How we doing?
Good. Good morning.
Hey.
With Nick Martin now with the surgery, just your thoughts on kind of outlook for him going forward, and then having Greg Mantz, just your thoughts on him being your center.
Yeah, I'm really not going to get into all these injuries. You know, I don't really know where information is coming from. You know, I can tell you that Nick Martin is out. I'll confirm everything with you when I talk to a doctor. I'm not a doctor, so I don't speak for doctors, and I'll make sure that I confirm everything as soon as I know all the details. So obviously Nick is out. Mantz is in there. We've got Tony Bergstrom. We've got Dalton Freeman. Still got a bunch of guys we got to get ready to play here, so still in preseason mode.
Bill, is there an update on Bernardrick McKinney? We didn't see him out at practice.
Bernardrick McKinney is fine. He's got family. It's good news. I'm not going to get into all the area of that, but he's missing the day today for a good reason. We'll update you on that when we get to confirmation. If that makes sense. Thanks. We got any football questions? Any football questions? X's and O's. Yeah, Dale, it probably will look similar. You know, kind of a lot of it depends on how it's going. You know, if it's something where we feel like we want to get Brock some more snaps, let's just say in the first half, then we'll continue to play him. But it should look similar to the way it looked against New Orleans.
More of a snap count as opposed to a series.
That's probably a decent way to look at it. Yep.
Regarding some of your defensive linemen, DJ Reader specifically, and maybe Covington, are you moving towards finding where these guys really fit when the regular season gets here?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've got a lot of versatility up front. You know, I think you just mentioned two guys that I think can play nose, can play end. I think that in certain situations they can rush the passer on third down, two-minute situations. So we've got a number of guys that can do a couple different things. Brandon Dunn's another guy. That can do a couple different things. So we're going to continue to evaluate that. And that's, again, that just like all of these decisions, when it comes to the 53-man roster, those are going to be tough decisions.
Well, as far as Nick Martin aside,
yeah,
you've still got issues there along the offensive line. Not a worry, you wouldn't put it worrisome, but a concern or – the offensive line situation right now?
No, I think you know, it's a interesting question. This is football. Injury, you have to be ready for injuries from a couple different standpoints. You have to be ready for, because of the nature of the game, as a coach, it's the next man up. That's and as a player, you know, whatever happens, it's a tough sport. It's a contact sport. Things are going to happen. The other thing that I think we've done to this point is we built some depth on the offensive line at that position. So certainly you want all your starters out there. There's no doubt about it. I mean, obviously, that's an obvious statement. But if you have decent depth, then the next man up principle really does apply, and that's where I think we're at right now.
How would you evaluate Chris Clark's play at this point in practice?
Chris has played well. He played well against New Orleans. He's a good pro. He's played in big games. He's a really good guy in the room, not only in the offensive line room, but – in the team meeting room, he's a good guy to have on our team.
Bill, some coaches will use the third preseason game, use the halftime to kind of go through the halftime process of what a game is like, and maybe reinsert the start of the second half. What's your philosophy behind doing that?
Well, every halftime for us is like how it would be, similar to how it would be in a regular season. So the first thing we do is we get together as coaches on offense and defense. Before we speak to the players, we have it set up where offense is down one end, defense is down another end. They're off their feet. They're getting hydrated, whatever they need to get done, checked out by the trainer. And then we're making our adjustments. We're actually confirming adjustments that we've made already in the first half. And then we relay that info to the players. You only have about 8 minutes to do that. So you got to move quick and you got to think quick and you have to be very clear in how you talk to your players. After that, as it relates to who's playing, you know, relative to the preseason, you know, I don't really have a distinct, and this is the way we do it every week. I think it's different. It depends on how the game's going, depends on who we want to see play, do certain things. So, but as far as the way we handle halftime, it's pretty similar every week.
How's Keith Mumphrey coming along? Have you seen the progress from him in the second year?
Yeah, Mumphrey's done a good job. He's played well for us. I thought he had a good week last week. He's followed that up with a good week here. He helps us on special teams, and he's definitely improved wide receiver.
As far as the returners,
yep.
And talking to some of them, they feel like they're starting to get comfortable finding the holes, kind of the speed of the game stuff. Are you seeing that progress?
No doubt. I think that as a rook, just relative to the rookies, when you're back there for the first time, it's different. You know, the punters are a lot better. The ball is hit much higher in the air. There's factors like in San Francisco, not here obviously when the roof's closed, but in San Francisco, like the wind that maybe they didn't have where they played in college or they didn't have to think about as much. So I think as we move towards the regular season, all of those guys have improved. We work it every single day. And we'll determine who the main guy is down the road here, but we're going to keep evaluating that position.